Tano Tuiono is with us today from the Greens. Hey, brother, Tinakwe. Obviously, you'd be familiar with what's going on in and around your hood. I know you live in Papaioia, you can't help but note the hardships up the coastline and down in Wairoa as well. So, again, a reminder that these weather bombs aren't occurring by accident. The many believe that it is an ongoing result of climate change and global warming. Do you go with that one?
I do go with that one. And, you know, I'm like all of us, thinking of whānau that will be impacted up the coast once again with these climate-induced weather events. The scientists have been telling us for a very, very long time that climate change is with us, and fossil fuels burning up and going into the atmosphere is what's creating climate change. And unfortunately, what we're seeing with this government is that it's seriously taking climate action. In fact, it's tacking us backwards. So I think it's really important for us to, you know, remember that we need to be taking action on climate change, on climate change, but also we need to prepare for climate adaptation.
Well, it's kind of, I was talking with Kushler in the last hour, and obviously, fixing up the potholes isn't going to be the intervention needed here to mitigate against ongoing climatic issues and the devastation that it can cause. So a reset, a rethink needed here. And, of course, we need to spend money at a time that everyone's being forced to tighten their belts. Too tough a nut to crack, too hard to have a go at? What do you think needs to happen?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, this is the issue with the potholes, that the way that this government has been thinking, that, and what, you know, previous governments have done as well, they've just poured all the putia into roads, when actually we need to think about other ways that bring down emissions. So right, rail, trains, dare I say it, ferries, as well, and this has been the issue. We build these roads, we put the heaviest trucks on them, they wreck the roads, and then we recycle and redo it again, as opposed to thinking about ways which are better for the climate, but also better for our communities as well.
Tēnā koe, I heard that 30 groups who had opposed what's known as the Ram Raid legislation, which is really the legislation to set up boot camps for young offenders, that many of them are still in their early teens, and that their brain development hasn't concluded here, and so they are making mistakes, and the stigmatising of them for life by being forced to attend these boot camps can have a detrimental effect on them for their entire lives going forward. What are you making of the Ram Raid bill?
Boot camps don't work. These military-style boot camps don't work. No evidence to suggest that they work. All this is the right wing signalling to their constituents that they're being tough on crime and all that kind of garbage. It just doesn't work. And that's the issue that we have. What we need to be doing, actually, is to dealing with the underdeterminants, the underlying causes of poverty, making sure that everybody can got food on the table, making sure that you've got a roof over your head. You create that stability for families. You create that stability for our communities. That's what holds people together. That's what helps to hold our young people together.
And in the same vein, if you've been on a benefit for 6 months, you've got to attend a hui. If you don't, you'll be sanctioned. And, of course, we know that there are thousands of people lining up for jobs now. We've heard reports of some people applying for 200 jobs still without employ. What are you making here of this need to meet 6 months on, irrespective of your circumstances, and the threat of sanctions that have been applied here for those who, not from their own making, are forced to be on a benefit?
But more rubbish thinking from a rubbish government. And I'm just thinking of all the public sector workers that they've just fired, over 5,000 and climbing workers that they have just fired, heading down to the dole queue. All of these sanctions that they're talking about, they don't work. This government is just signalling to their so-called constituents that they're doing stuff, but it is not backed with research, it is not backed with evidence.
When you look at the most important issues then, politically, and we know that they're under urgency as well, rushing to get things done, I'm always nervous when that word is used, urgency, because it implies that you're not being careful as you're ramming through legislation. So from your read, the most important issues are?
Well, not these bills that they're rushing through Parliament, that's for sure. As we began talking about climate change as well. Those are the sorts of issues that we need to be thinking about. We need to be resourcing climate action, making sure instead of going backwards, which this government has done, and if you look through what they've done over the last 6 months, just to absolutely get rid of all the climate-based stuff, even like Mātauranga Māori climate adaptation, climate resilience projects, gone. They've gotten rid of, because they've undermined all the public sector jobs, you're getting NIWA students, NIWA scientists who helped with climate modelling, gone as well. They're getting rid of the clean card discount. So there you go, more climate mitigation, more climate resilience, gone as well. They're just focusing on all the wrong things, and they're coming up short, which is why all of a sudden they're going to find $600 million to pay for the cancer drugs that they promised New Zealand that they would fund, and they showed up late. And all of a sudden they're shaking the money tree and borrowing from tomorrow to make all these things happen. They're just not in control.
Your political opponents describe the Greens as being in turmoil. We've got Goers who'll find out her fate today. Darlene Tunner, too, dissatisfaction that she's still on the payroll and not a lot of traction. How would you describe where the Greens are at? Do you think the party's in turmoil?
Well, we've got a lot of work to do. We've had a really, really rough start to the year. And thinking back when our bro, Faisal Collins, passed away, the issues with my friend Gorey's, and also what's happening with Darlene as well, and, of course, what's happening with our co-leader, Marama Davidson, who needs to rest, and we're supporting her to do that as well. So we are looking at ways that we can be more stable, looking at ways that we can get through this particular phase, but we are digging deep.
Tēnā koe. I don't ask or haven't touched on this issue before, but I just wonder whether you have some thoughts. This is the Julian Assange situation. He's just returned to Australia after being literally holed up, doing time in prison, and also for a long time based in an embassy in London. Now he's able to return to his homeland after what the United States are saying was deplorable behaviour. Was it? Is it WikiLeaks? What do you read into it?
Well, I'm glad for him and his family they can finally get him home, because I know they've been trying to get him home for a very, very long time. But it also points to the need to support whistleblowers, particularly those that are pushing back against the politics of power, which he was doing, and the immense resources that large states have to push back against whistleblowers as well. So it's so important that we have like a free media who can actually express opinions and all that sort of stuff as well, but also be able to protect their sources so that they come with information like Julian Assange had, that they're able to share that in a way which is not detrimental to them.
Tēnā koe. The setting up of charter schools once again, and the establishment of an advisory or charter schools authorisation board. Again, many educators, an educator yourself, are very concerned about what we might see here, but see more boxes on regardless. What's your thinking about charter schools and their re-establishment in our country?
Well, they didn't work before. There's no evidence to suggest that they're going to do anything different. There's the potential for them to soak up all the public money that we should be using on public education. And so I support what others have been saying as well. We need to actually lift the game up for public education right across, kura a iwi, kura kaupapa, kohanga reo as well. But we need to be resourcing what's already there as opposed to creating models which are a corporate model, which are about in my mind, about privatising education, which I don't think is a good thing.
Tēnā koe. Wasted food is an issue that is in the media today, and the volume of kai that is wasted by New Zealand households and producers is absolutely enormous. In other countries, unused produce from supermarkets, there's almost a compulsion to have that spread out through community. You're a proud green man. What would you say of this wastage and how we might address it?
Well, yeah, now food waste is not a good thing. I'm hoping people are composting, making sure that having that within your household or with your community is an important thing. And I think of initiatives like Parakori, and I hope that if your marae isn't Parakori, please get in contact with them. Good work. And so being able to support those sorts of initiatives and to support whānau and support marae and support communities to become to work towards being zero waste and to minimising their waste, that's an important thing.
Tēnā koe. How are you acknowledging Matariki? I know it's a public holiday tomorrow, but it's actually a period for us and a wonderful period in our year. But what's the moves for the Tuiono clan for tomorrow morning or across Matariki, brother?
Yeah, well, we had our poor Matariki actually last week. Now you're right, so it is a period of time as well. So we had poor Matariki with Mana Tamariki. So the kids are on stage with everybody else, and that was beautiful. It's an annual event that we have every year, and I look forward to it. Matariki is also a time for many of us, if not all of us, to reflect on those that have passed on. So for us as the Green Party and as Green Moment Movement, I am thinking of Anana Vessel Collins, who passed earlier this year, but also Keith Locke, who had his funeral this week as well. So we've had two of our Green MPs and former Green MPs who have passed away. So I'm thinking about them, about Keith's legacy and the peace movement, how he stood up for human rights, how he called out power, spoke against imperialism and the importance of that for us as a movement, and also to continue to acknowledge my brother, Whanau Vessel Collins, his importance to us as Pasifika, the things that he stood for, and his approach to politics as well. So I'm thinking of those two at this time.
Tēnā koe. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us. All the best for Matariki e Hongamahi.
Nā mātia, Matariki e Hoa.
Ai, me koe hoki. You're 603.